Nasra, I'd like to get your reaction to the president's speech today.
Well, I didn't actually watch the president's speech as it was happening because I was standing outside on Johnny Cake Road by the police security barriers protesting President Obama's presence at that mosque. While his words are wonderful in theory, what he doesn't seem to understand is that many of us as Muslim women try to go into these mosques as places where we believe we belong, and we are told to go to back doors and to go through back stairwells into basements and into balconies. And I'm not speaking only hypothetically, because on Sunday I went to that Islamic Society of Baltimore. I walked through the front door, asked to go to the prayer hall. I was led to the third floor where there's this darkened space. It looks over the beautiful, majestic space that you can see President Obama speaking in. All of those people who are there are allowed entry on this special interfaith day. And women are unfortunately barred in 2 out of 3 mosques in America with conditions that are separate and unequal. And on that Sunday, what I witnessed standing in front of the doors of the main prayer hall in which President Obama stood there today and spoke, I watched a woman tell the girls to go pray in the gymnasium in this darkened space below the basketball hoops, and the boys got to go pray into that beautiful space in which President Obama stood. And so I think while his words are wonderful in principle, what they don't reflect is the struggle that we are having within our own faith for the soul of Islam. And unfortunately, President Obama has taken sides with a very hyper-conservative interpretation of Islam that then targets liberals and mainstream and feminists within our own faith. And that's the real tragedy to me.